This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide on Amazing Women of Power Radio Station with relationship coach, life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, this radio show where we talk about how authenticity can help any and all of your relationships. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter. Today we're going to have a really special show, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions before we start. Do you like the way you look? Do you wish you felt better about the way you look? Today we're going to have an image consultant with us who's going to answer the questions about how to look better, how to feel wonderful with the way we look at any age. Her name is Pam Friedlander. She was a successful businesswoman and entrepreneur before she founded Positive Reflections in 2006. She's always had a passion for helping people being the best they can be, but her decision to establish Positive Reflections grew from a personal triumph. She worked on herself until she felt fabulous with the way she looked, and she encourages her customers to develop their own personal style. She believes that anyone can look fabulous at any size, any age, any time. And they do this by learning to select clothing and accessories that suit personality, body type, and lifestyle. I can't wait what she has to say for us today. Are you there with us, Pam?
Hi, this is Pam. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
I'm so looking forward to talking to you and learning all these tricks about how to look absolutely fabulous. You look fabulous from your picture. I've seen your pictures on your website, and I want to learn to look as fabulous as you do.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came into this field.
Well, I came into this field based on the fact that I lost 65 pounds. It was a struggle my entire life, and I finally did it. I've kept my weight off now for 9 years. And during that time, I realized when I took my weight off that I had to start dressing differently and not seeing that heavy person in the mirror. I started looking at clothing differently. I wore belts. I had to go into stores that I never, ever, ever would imagine going into. Until someday, some people asked me, oh, Pam, can you help me find an outfit? Or can you help me, you know, go into my closet? And I did that, and I was encouraged to start my own business. And I wanted women to really see themselves like I had to learn to see myself. And that's why I called my business Positive Reflections.
Beautiful. I absolutely love that name.
Because thank you.
I guess it alludes to the reflection of yourself in the mirror, that it's a positive one for you. Is that what it means?
It's positive for me, and it's positive for walking out the door and just having that confidence that you know you're okay. And no matter where you are in life, I work with women in all stages, call it transitional women, you know, women who are getting to an age that they didn't think they would get to, women who are getting a new job, divorced, weight loss. And so there's a transition in life, and you all of a sudden need to feel differently. You might not need that business suit anymore. You might be doing something very artistic and need a change in the way you dress. So you need to really feel positive when you get up and look at yourself and not look at yourself and see, oh, my God, I don't like what I see. And a lot of women
feel
that way.
Very nice. Who doesn't want to feel fabulous when they look in the mirror? And, you know, that's one of the things that I, as a woman, have suffered from, looking in the mirror or, you know, the proverbial try 17 outfits when you're going to an event that are in your closet and then saying, I have nothing to wear because you don't like the way you look at any of them. But
exactly.
You're going to teach us how not to do that, how to fill our closets with clothes that we absolutely love and that we think we look great in. Very nice. Tell us how authenticity, since this show is called Dare to Be Authentic, or being who we really are as women, how does that play into being able to like what we see in the mirror?
Well, when you look in the mirror, you want to feel like yourself, but yet you want to wear something that's lovely. So what I do is I teach women, number one, fit is very important. That's your real body. So if you're wearing something too tight, if you're wearing something much too big, your fit and feeling that the mirror is reflecting that actual body image is very important, so that you really begin to see your own body image. I real truly believe in that.
So what you're saying is sometimes the body image we have of ourselves is not the body image that's actually there, the one that everybody else is seeing and that's reflected in the mirror.
For example, take two different types of women. Take a woman that's very petite, possibly a size 2 or a size 4. I cannot tell you how many times these women feel that they need to wear bigger clothes and they never see that little adorable figure they have. Or take the woman that has these very beautiful long legs, but she's possibly 6 feet and she doesn't realize how tall and lean and lovely she can be. And so she only sees those tall legs that she can't wear slacks because she can't find any in the store. I try to show women that, yes, you have these long legs, or yes, you have this petite body, and yes, you have to see it, and you have to fit it, and you can have that authenticity about your style and your personality. It doesn't have to be what you see in the magazines.
I absolutely love that, Pam, that your authenticity for your style. And you help women discover what their style is. Isn't that the biggest issue?
Exactly. I mean, there are women that don't have a style. I ask that particular question. Tell me, what is your style? And women don't really know. Or some people, and the biggest question I think is easy is, well, who do you admire? You know, what style, or if you pick a movie star, what style is closest to how you could see yourself dressing? And that helps me determine, okay, they're very casual, or they're very sexy, or they're very classic. And then I get an idea of, okay, this woman has this feeling of how she perceives herself. And then I go into her own personal closet, and there's a completely disconnect about how she really wants to be and how her closet is. So we take the both. I take what I know and I see in the mirror, because what I see is totally different than what she sees. I can compliment my clients on their beautiful hair and they don't see it, or on their adorable little waist, or a woman that might be heavy in her midriff, but she doesn't see that she has these great legs. So she's only focusing on her midriff, and she's not focusing on the beautiful part of her body, or her beautiful eyes, or her beautiful hair. And I need to show them how lovely they really are. That's the authenticity that I work on. I really want women to see themselves and see what I see. You know, your husband might compliment you on something you're wearing, or he might not compliment you at all, or your boyfriend, or your significant other. But you need to see it. You need to see what is really there, and you need to own it. When I talk to women, I say, own what you purchase, meaning own it in your heart and soul. Own own that style. Your style is your own personal style. It's not your neighbor's. It's not your best friend's. I mean, did you ever go into a store and say, oh, my God, I could see Susie in this outfit? Well, that's who you are. You have your own personal style, and it's my job to help you create that.
Okay, so what do you do with women who, let's say you ask them, what is your style? How do you see yourself? Who say, I have no idea what my style is. How do you help them to find their style? That's the question.
I help women to find their style by, when I look in their closet and I see I get a glimpse of a style that they didn't even know they had. They might have a very lovely feminine flair about them. And it looks really good when we're trying on some of the clothes. And feminine style could be just lovely lines flowing. It could be ruffles. It could be soft fabrics. And so I incorporate those pieces into the things that I help them find in the stores. And mm-hmm. we create a look that is authentically theirs. And together we do that. I don't create it myself. I create it with their help.
Very nice. I like that, because otherwise then you'd be making them into who you think they are. But when you do it together, they become the person they really are with your help, your fine-tuning. Very
exactly.
beautiful. Very lovely.
It's
so I have a
like,
question.
Yeah?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish that.
It's sort of like
question.
When a decorator comes to your home and there mm-hmm. are some beautiful pieces that you've collected from overseas or something. So you love a lot of pictures of the family. That's who you are. That's
right.
that's your authenticity. That's what makes you happy in your home. And there are things in your closet that make you happy, but you don't know it. And that's why I look there and I try to find the treasures mm-hmm. that are hidden there. And then we work on finding more new and better and updated pieces that have the same feeling and that work in with your personality.
Lovely. So I have a question for you. This is from experience.
Mm-hmm.
What's this phenomenon where I could wear something, maybe it's even a gift, that somebody gave me as clothing, and everybody tells me how fabulous I look in it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm actually wearing it, I don't feel fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? And that's happened to me more than once in my life where there's a particular outfit that everybody loves except for me. And when I wear it, I don't feel good about myself. I feel either too fat or too whatever, too
mm-hmm.
frumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what do you say about something like that?
I say that that's where you need someone like, you need an eye like myself to show you why you're not liking it.
Okay.
You're not seeing the reason, you're not seeing why you're not liking it. You're only looking, when you see yourself in the mirror in that particular outfit, you're looking at, I don't know, you might be looking at your stomach. You might be looking at the upper part of the dress that might have an arm that you don't like. And you're focusing on that part of your body that you don't like.
So you're focusing on your flaw, what you think your flaw is.
Exactly. So that particular outfit that everybody sees and that a professional eye would see, and I would assume that somebody like myself or even your friends or other people, they see something that you are not seeing, and so you need somebody to actually show you what you're not seeing. Not just a compliment. You need somebody to show you. You have a lovely waist, or you have lovely legs,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't know you had lovely legs, or your arms and your shoulders are so strong. Some women have these wonderful shoulders. I wish I had wonderful shoulders. And then they can show, in the summertime, they can accentuate their shoulders. But mm-hmm. some women don't see that. Or they don't see that they could wear shorter skirts.
Right. Well, I never even heard of women having wonderful shoulders. Shoulders usually belong to men in our society. They talk about the men's shoulders and how fabulous they are. Very nice.
No.
This is a whole different way of looking at our bodies.
Absolutely.
Even knowing that we can have great shoulders. That's great.
And you have to accentuate the beauty of the outfit. Everything has to be in balance. So
mm-hmm.
if we're accentuating your shoulders, we want to look at your face and look at your beautiful shoulders, but we're not going to put you in a very mini skirt. We want you to focus on that part. So you don't want to do it all. You want to do some of the beautiful parts of your body.
Right. Very nice. Okay, so this is a question that I'm really looking forward to the answer to, and I'm sure that the listener is also. Is age appropriate dress? You hear that talked about in the media. You hear your mom talking to you about it. Dress your age. Is that in the eye of the beholder?
It's absolutely in the eye of the beholder. I think that age appropriate is a complete package of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I do recall a long time ago, there was a woman. She was dressed in tights, a skinny little skirt. Her hair was long and blonde, and she looked lovely from the back, and then she turned around, and she was a woman that was quite a bit older that I felt it was completely inappropriate. Now, mm-hmm. this same woman dressed completely differently with this long, beautiful hair and not that very tight leggings and a mini skirt, and then she turned around, would have looked more, she would have, her face, her hair, and the clothes she were wearing all have to blend. They all have to match each other. It's like your hair does not have to be short. You know those that old adage, when you get to be a certain age, you have to cut your hair? That's so untrue. But it does. You can't. I know for myself, if my hair gets to a length, it starts dragging my face down, and I could see my wrinkles, or I could see my face sagging. Mm. So you want to always bring your hair to a level where your jawline and where your eyes sparkle. And the same with clothes. You need to dress within your body type for your age, and it doesn't mean that your length of your skirt has to be too long. It has to cover your knees? Absolutely not. There's a perfect length for a lot of women at a lot of ages. But if you have a certain, if your knee, for instance, or your thigh is not smooth and soft and it's possibly not looking the way it should for your age, mm-hmm. you want to wear a skirt that covers that, but yet you don't want to wear it too long. So there's a length that comes right there in the middle. Age appropriate in bathing suits. Do you want mm-hmm. to see someone, in a thong that's 75 years old? Of course not. You want to see a woman in an appropriate for her body type, for her age, and the strength of her body as well. I hope that makes some sense to you.
It does make some sense. And the first visual you gave us about seeing somebody from the back, that's happened to me, especially in South Florida, seeing somebody from the back that you assume to be a teenager because they dress like a teenager. And then they turn around and you realize it's somebody in their 70s or maybe even older, and it's almost shocking. And she can wear the dress physically because she's got that little tiny body, like you say. But it's shocking when you see them, so it is inappropriate. So that makes perfect sense. Thank you for answering that.
Oh, you're welcome. But, the other thing is you have to realize that feeling young, no matter what age you are, and now we're talking about women, 40 to me is young. Mm-hmm. But when you are dressing, you don't have to think, oh, I'm a certain age, I can't do this anymore. Trend is always good for any age, but then you have to realize that you could use some of the trends, but not necessarily all. We're talking about the very high 4-inch heels. There's somewhere in the middle you can get this magnificent color heel, and you could wear it at 3 inches. You don't have to wear shoes at a certain age that you feel you can't even walk in just because it's high style.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. I could never walk in 5-inch heels even when I was a teenager.
Me either. But, being on trend is learning how to wear the most beautiful colorful handbag or the most mm-hmm. lovely accessory and still being age-appropriate and being updated. And being updated is what makes you feel young and fresh.
Okay, beautiful. So you would update maybe with the newer accessories instead, something like that?
The updating is always keeping in touch with what is in your closet and what is really showing its age in style, or mm-hmm. it's showing its age in wear. And being polished is something that I talk about all the time, no matter where you go out in the world. Feeling polished and put together is essential.
Very nice. So tell us a little bit about the key ingredients to creating a lovely outfit. perhaps some colors or fabrics or accessories, et cetera?
Well, you know, the key ingredients is always color. I mean, I cannot tell you how many clients are afraid. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm telling everyone out there, please do not be afraid to wear color. Find the color. If you don't know what color is right for you, find the color that everyone compliments you on, and then get variations of that color. And then you'll know that people compliment you, that's the color to work with. Or just ask someone, a professional, for a color analysis. That can help you as well. Wear
very
color
nice
around your neck in an accessory. If you have to wear black, brown, beige, or gray, just put on a beautiful necklace in a color, and it'll pop your eyes.
Nice.
That's very,
when you
very
say,
important.
When you say black, brown, beige, or gray, it reminds me of my mother's wardrobe. It's because she was from the older generation, and to her it wasn't even appropriate to wear certain colors. I remember her saying, I remember going shopping with her, and my sister and I, we always made sure that she didn't look frumpy, no matter what age she was, and she always looked fabulous. But she stuck to black, brown, gray, and beige because she felt that, oh, no, she could never wear red. You know, there were certain colors that were just forbidden for her to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me many, many years to actually wear red myself, because I always would hear my mother's voice in my head saying,
your
oh, no, no, red is not appropriate. And it turns out that I look good in red. It's not my best color, but I do look good in red. So I understand what you say about that.
And so, you know, number one, you know, color, accessories. If you put together an outfit, always try to find the accessory, whether it's in your earrings or in your necklace or in your bracelet. That's essential. Your shoes. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, what's the ingredients to a perfect outfit. You can, if you have the, you know, the little black skirt in the summer, the little white skirt, or the great pair of white jeans, a colorful blouse, great pair of shoes, you're ready to go. If you're going to work, you should always have that little white top, that little white blouse that you can throw on any jacket or any cardigan, and you're good to go. And you always need to remember that those pieces are essential, but you always need to add the accessories, because the accessories pulls it all together.
Very nice. Well, believe it or not, we are running out of time, so I want to make sure, Pam, that you have time to tell us where we can get a hold of you, all your information, your website, et cetera, and the services you provide.
Oh, well, thank you so much. As wardrobe and image consultant, I am available at www.pos, as in Sam, reflections.com, and my email is pam@posreflections.com. I will work with you virtually, and I will work with you one-on-one. If you'd like, please call for free consultation at 203-798-0718. I'd love to talk to you and give you some more ideas, and maybe we can work together. You know, you could send me your photos, and we could talk on Skype. So I'd love to be talking to you, and look forward to communicating. Thank you so
very
much for having me.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome. One more thing you'd like to say to a listener out there who's not pleased with the way they look, who looks in the closet and says, oh, I got nothing to wear.
I want to tell you that you can look beautiful at any size, any age, any time. I live it, I breathe it, and I help women feel good about themselves and find their new vision.
Thank you so much, Pam. Thanks so much for being on the show today. I've
Thank
learned
you.
So much from you, and I'm going to have to go get that session from you, because I can't wait to look super fabulous.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That was Pam Friedlander. What a pleasure to have her on the show. I've never actually heard anybody say to me, you can look fabulous, you can look great at any age, any size. That's fantastic news. I have struggled all my life
whether I've been thinner or whether I've been heavier, to look like those images on the magazines, to have that perfect body. But Pam's message tells us that each of us have our own body, our own special body that was given to us by our Creator. And we can be fabulous, we can look fantastic and great in our own body. We don't have to have somebody else's body, because she helps us to focus on whether we have great legs or wonderful arms or even shoulders, like she said before. I thought that was so funny. Who would think that a woman could have fabulous shoulders? Her message is a very encouraging one for me, and I hope for you as well. It reminds us to focus on the positive parts of our bodies, and we all know we have them. The problem is when we look in the mirror, our eye goes immediately to the part that we hate, that we don't like, the one that we don't think fits society's idea of what a perfect body should be. Just like it's rare for any of us to be talented in each and every area, in each and every subject, it would be rare for our bodies to be perfect in every area. I had never thought of it that way before. So if we keep the focus on the parts of the bodies that we like, and then if we use clothes and accessories that accentuate that part, that's where we can look fabulous. That's the message that Pam had for us today. It's a much needed message for women, especially in the society where youth and looking a certain way is so revered. And whereas we get older, especially women, we have the pressure to try and look younger and younger and thinner, to live up to what Hollywood or what the fashion people say. It's so good to be able to be free of that, to not have to even think that way anymore, to go to someone like Pam, get a consultation, and learn how to wear the right colors, the right shapes of clothing, the right fit. So not only do we look great, we feel great. Because there's something about feeling great. Once we feel great, our life is great. And although I mostly teach how to do that mentally, spiritually, I think that the visual part, the looking ourselves in the mirror and still feeling great, well, I add a lot to that. Another thing Pam said that struck me is that sometimes you need someone else to point out the good qualities that you have. She points out to her clients when they have great legs or a beautiful thin waist or even wonderful shoulders. And she said that her clients don't even know that they have these wonderful qualities in their bodies because they're too busy looking at the flaws. I, as a relationship and life coach, point out to my clients the talents that they have. Talents they didn't even know that they could hold. I help them get back in touch with what they've always dreamed of being or what they really, really love to do in their lives. If you're feeling down about the way you look, or if you're feeling really down about the way you feel on a daily basis, I encourage you to contact someone. You can give me a call at 954-243-7297. If the way that your body looks, your body image is giving you a difficulty, give Pam a call. Contact someone that can help you see yourself the way they see you. Help you see yourself the truly marvelous way that you were made, that you were created, because you were made perfect. Yes, of course you do have flaws, so do I. But you were still made perfectly. It's just a matter of you being able to turn your mindset around, to be able to look at things from a different perspective, to notice the wonderful things about you instead of the things you don't like. Focus on all your assets, the wonderful parts of your personality, your giftings, and yes, the wonderful parts of your body. Stop that inner dialogue where you call yourself fat or stupid and you beat yourself up on a daily basis for all the things you did wrong. Begin taking account of all the things you did right. Learn to take a compliment. Don't turn a compliment around and tell people how bad you are. If somebody compliments you on what you're wearing, don't say, "Oh, this old rag." Be gracious and say thank you. It's time to own the marvelous person that you are. I hope you'll start doing that today. Thanks for joining me. And remember, next Monday, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, be back here for the next airing of Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show, worldwide on Amazing Women of Power radio station with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.